Okay, so we're back. Let me do this. Let me go to the newsmaker line and standing by from Glenbrook Square, not real far from my homestead, Georgetown Square. That's where we have Steve Yale. Steve, good afternoon to you, sir.
Hello, Pat Miller.
How are you?
I am doing very well, thank you, and I'm sure glad to be here on WoWo.
Well, we're very glad to have you, especially when we find out that something very, very cool is going on. You know, last year with all the COVID stuff and all that, so much stuff was canceled, so many things were not done, and some people are really struggling to get back. And I'm already getting people writing me, emailing me, texting me, saying that they're really glad that on Friday, October the 29th, you guys out there at Glenbrook or Georgetown, you're bringing back something very, very special.
We sure are. Yeah, at Georgetown, we are going to have this for the 49th year. And trick-or-treat at Georgetown is a tradition that it was the first shopping center in the entire country that did a trick-or-treat night of this kind.
You know, I read that, and I could hardly believe that. Not the first in the state, the first in the whole country.
It's the first in the country. Now, you remember back in the early 70s when there was some high-profile times when there was candy that was tainted with items, and kids, you know, kids were afraid to eat the candy, and they had to get them X-ray. Well, Georgetown at that time, my dad, Tom Yale, he said, "We've got to do something that the kids are going to be safe, they're going to have fun, it's going to be enjoyable," and said, "Let's do trick or treat at Georgetown." And all the merchants got together and says, "Yeah, let's do it." So they got candy and gave it to the kids as they came through, and we've expanded it over the years to include music and costume judging and a disc jockey and dancing, and it's just a good time.
Yeah, sounds like it's a great time. Now, you're going to have judging out there because, folks, if you go out there, if you know Georgetown very, very well, Regals tobacco store out there, in front of Regals from 5:30 to 6:30 on Friday, October 29th, that's when they're going to be judging the costumes, because you got some pretty cool prizes that are going to be awarded to the costume winners.
We sure are. The costume judging is going to be done by people from the Fort Wayne Library, the branch there at Georgetown, and they do a wonderful job of picking out the winners and lots of different categories, like the cutest costume, the scariest costume, the best homemade, best makeup, best family costume. We've got families that'll, you know, they'll dress all together with a theme. And there's lots of prizes. You know, none of the prizes are like anything like a new car or anything like that. But they're dinner for the family at Yum Thai restaurant, or it'll be a bag full of goodies from one of the merchants. You know, like with a free haircut and a free spa treatment, things like that. So there's just a fun bag of prizes for these winners, and there's a lot of recognition for especially the moms and dads who put together their kids in just wonderful costumes, and it's just fun to come out and see. Some of them are just been absolutely unbelievable over the years, but the 29th this year is not the regular trick-or-treat night. It's Friday before the regular trick-or-treat night, and so kids can be double dipping this year.
Well, not that we're condoning that, ladies and gentlemen. No, but really, it is a great opportunity and a great time to get out. And like you said, you know, if you win a prize, it's not going to be a trip to Hawaii, but it'll be nice, cute things. You know, there will be some value to them. You know, haircuts and you know, things that the cleaners maybe and things like that. But the main thing is getting the kids out there and letting them have fun again. If we're not real careful, Steve, we're going to forget the things we used to do for fun, and we'll stop having fun.
That's exactly right, and that's why we are doing this at Georgetown. This is the 49th year we've done it, and you were kind of amazed to hear that Georgetown was the first place in the whole country to do it as a shopping center. And since then, lots and lots of shopping centers have, and other places have done fun trick-or-treat nights, so we like to think we're trendsetters.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And even in town, I mean, we all recognize things. You know, Halloween at the zoo has been a thing. The St. Vincent Haunted Castle out on the north side, that's a cool thing. But this one is the oldest. 49 years, trick-or-treat at Georgetown was here. And in fact, a lot of the parents, if it's been 49 years, there are some parents that are going to be taking their kids out to that event out there at Georgetown, and they probably did it as kids.
Oh, we've got now we've got grandparents.
Wow,
bringing the grandkids that where the grandparents were trick or treating. Yes, in fact, I'm listening to your show as I do on the afternoons. I heard you mention Martin Carbaugh a minute ago.
Yeah.
With Chris Judy. Martin Carbaugh, when he was a youngster, was one of the winners of the costume judging contest. We'd always take pictures of him.
Do you have a picture of him in that costume?
I probably do. And he was dressed as a Pepsi delivery driver.
I will send you tickets for a free dinner for you and your wife if you get me that picture.
I'll do some digging. I think I might be able to find it.
You know, I think that nobody, regardless of how far they rise in public life or in political life, nobody should be above us making fun of them. Do you think?
That's exactly right. And I'll throw in my family in that, too.
There you go. Hey, well, listen, thank you very much for being on with us. Folks, this is coming up on Friday, October the 29th, so it's not real far from now. This is the 49th annual trick-or-treat event. It runs from 5:30 to 7. Costumes will be judged from 5:30 to 6:30. They'll announce the winners from 6 to 7. The American Legion Band will be playing in front of Jeff's Coney's. They'll have Fort Wayne DJs for family dance music over in front of Big B Coffee. They've been doing it since 1972. It'll be bigger and even better this year, so make sure you guys get out there and get your family out there and have a great time. Hey, Mr. Yale, sir, thank you very much for being with us today. I appreciate it.
Pat Miller, thank you so much, and great listening to you on WoWo, and thank you for sharing this with the community.
Absolutely. I tell you what, check's in the mail, okay? So he keeps talking so well about us, I got to do something.
Podcasts by Federated Media.